What a nice sound as well. Who needs Sheryl Crow? Mm. She can stay in the toilet. We don't need Sheryl here. You got the right level of voice there. And sorry, what was the name of the gentleman on drums again? I forgot the name.
Brad Pemberton.
Nice work, Brad. Good work, all three of you. Where do you go to now? Are you staying here? I think you're doing a couple of performances here, aren't you?
We've got to come back. We're going to go to Paris for a minute.
Right, Paris for a little bit of chat, then come back here, and you're performing at Coco here in London. Are they Spurs you've got on your foot there, Brad? What's that?
Little jingle bells.
Are you familiar with Morris dancers we have here in the UK?
With who?
There's a folk, kind of a folk traditional dancing called Morris dancing.
No, I'm not familiar with
that. Where gentlemen and occasionally ladies... Wow, what? And you've got shells on the other boat.
They're goat claws.
Something about it. You've come fully equipped. Yeah. When you have to take your shoes off at customs,
East Tennessee science going on.
Basically, it's like, don't mess with Brad.
That's really good stuff, isn't it?
East Tennessee.
Yeah, it's like a street fighting man with special equipment on. And then you're going to be playing here at Coco, I believe, in London. And then are you doing any other gigs around the country, do you know?
I
think there's one in Manchester.
Right, so just a few things. Lovely to see you again. Thank you so much for coming. It sounded great.
It's nice to see you, man.
Well, thank you. And good luck with the skateboarding if you persist in such foolhardy behavior.
Man, I just got to cut that stuff out. You got to do it. You know what I mean? I got to, like, focus or something. I got, like, a career kind of go on something.
You got
to like
do it, Jonas.
Some kind of a comeback or whatever.
And Ryan.
Or maybe a first attempt.
Ryan, it's not just you. You know, the Cardinals depend on you as well.
Yeah.
I know.
Sheryl needs your help occasionally. We know that.
Yeah. I know. But, you know, the thing is, I mean, you know, they like to jam.
And you're out on the skateboard.
Well, when I fell, I thought to myself, we had been kind of practicing some stuff where it wasn't too loud and everybody had been playing. And I thought to myself, I was like, well, you know, thank goodness that I could just sing if I had to, you know.
Well, you have a lovely voice.
Well, thank you.
That's okay.
I got to get a flashier jacket, though. Do you know what I mean? I have to, like, if I'm going to be a front person, I got to get some moxie.
Yeah, you know what you want is like a Joseph's Technicolor Dreamcoat kind of thing.
Yeah, definitely.
You could be Joseph.
Or something with some like lasers, you know, something. Mm.
Yeah.
Something good.
Maybe a cape.
Absolutely. Yeah, cape's good. It's all good.
Have a word with Elton John. He'll lend you some of his old shoes. Mm. We know he's a fan. I think he's got a bit of an unhealthy interest in you, I'll be honest.
I don't think he does.
I think he does.
Really?
He mentions you a lot.
No, I mean, like, maybe back in the day, but I think, like, all it took was a couple of hangovers and yelling at that guy on the phone, like, when he called me and stuff like that. He'd be like, Ryan, I'm very worried about you. I'd go, I just want to die. Quit calling me. I think that basically ended all that stuff. So I understood it, though. You mean, I wasn't necessarily, like, you know, like, a sort of like mirror of, you know, sunshine and health. Do you know what I mean? So maybe it was okay.
You looked like you needed some help. That's why he was...
Yeah, but it was still fun to yell at him. Okay.
Ryan, good luck with the album, Not That You Need It. Cardinals, thank you so much for coming in. It sounded fabulous. Safe journey to Paris, and I look forward to seeing when you get back in the UK.
Cool.
Take care.